If you just join us, you're listening to the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're talking with Sarah Bingham, fast food healing clinical nutritionist here in Tampa Bay. So let's go ahead and bring Dr. Karen Kelly into the conversation. She's a pediatric Myrtle Avenue pediatrics. So welcome in.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. Yes, I've been a pediatrician in the Tampa Bay area for 25 years now, and all of the conversations that you guys have been talking about and the issues with nutrition and screen time, I talk about every single day in my office.
Yep.
And it is incredible the amount of anxiety in even young kids and teenagers that we have been dealing with. So
yep.
I truly agree with the fact that minimizing, even the American Academy of Pediatrics says minimize your screen time for kids and get them outside, and definitely look at what they're eating and, you know, spread it out over all the different food, you know, groups. That's so important.
Do you guys recommend also the, you know, because these days some of it is so much easier, it's accessible, but the little squeeze package, some of them are organic. You know, it's a squeeze package. It's quick. You put in a mix of vegetables and vitamins and fruits. You
sure.
know, those are pretty good alternatives, right?
They definitely are. We always say to make sure you read the ingredients, though, for different things like preservatives. And yes, organic is a good idea, but it doesn't always have to be organic. Not
right.
everything organic is perfect, but
because budgetary constraints and
exactly
things of that nature.
Yeah. Exactly. But yes, and again, you're looking at the parent and saying, what is your life like? How do we make it work for you? You know, how can you take it? Whether if they, you know, if they can't eat them and make it themselves, then have to find it in more of a convenient way in the stores and things like that. So definitely
something as simple too is you know, taking that Sunday afternoon after church or whatever you do on Sundays and maybe, you know, cooking up some foods or just using the blender a lot more. You know, you
sure.
don't have to always cook something. You can throw, you know, a handful of spinach in there, some different protein type powder. Those are things that I enjoy to do. But it's not as difficult as we make it sometimes. Sometimes in our minds we put up that big barrier, and then by the time we finally accomplish it, it's like, wow, that wasn't that difficult.
Exactly. Surprisingly, the latest recommendations about childhood nutrition in the first year has drastically changed, and I every day am telling my patients that what they are recommending is that we feed solids to infants less than 6 months of age, because what they found is that if you introduce foods in the diet to a developing person and their immune system's developing, you will have less chance of food allergies.
Mm.
So it's amazing. There are other countries that feed protein powder, to their peanut, you know, protein powder to their infants, and nobody has the food allergies like our country does, including peanut allergies and things like that.
Yes.
So we're hoping to have a new generation of children who will not have the food allergies if we follow suit with that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Our body is going to learn. It's going to develop. It's going to progress. It's going to, adapt as
yes.
we go. So it's a big point. So more from Dr. Karen Kelly, Myrtle Avenue Pediatrics, when we come back, and also going to talk with Betsy Edwards as well, LifeLink Foundation nonprofit organization here in Tampa Bay. So stay with us. Do not touch that dial. You're listening to the Consumer Quarterback Show and ConsumerQB.com. Expert contributor on the show, partner on the show. And now we're talking with Dr. Karen Kelly, Myrtle Avenue Pediatrics, local pediatrician and also an author of Take a Breath, A Transplant Journey, and Amazon bestseller and also a winner of the author award ceremony and book gala put on by Richter Publishing.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, you too can write a book about your own personal experience through Tara Richter Publishing. I had the idea of writing a book about my husband's life-saving lung transplant that happened 2 years ago, and figured I would write it when I retired after not working anymore. And when I went to a event to support my friend who wrote her breast cancer story with Tara Richter, I won a raffle for a publishing contract with Tara. And that had to happen in the next year. So that's what made me say, okay, I'm not going to wait till I retire. And I started writing the book with Tara, and we had it published within 8 months, and it became a number one bestseller in Amazon and a number one hot release. So
nice.
It's Tara helped all the way through it with editing and even with the cover, which is quite interesting. A picture of lungs and
get out in front of you, right representing in front of that camera.
Representing gold, because the lungs are gold, and then the light in the background representing the donor.
Yeah, that's
you
cool.
know to. So my husband had quite the ordeal and had quite a bit of ups and downs. He was in the hospital before even needing the transplant. He was very bad off with pulmonary fibrosis. And what had happened was when he finally got the lung transplant through Tampa General and we came home, he unknowingly to us had inherited a peanut allergy from the donor. And the first morning home, since he lost so much weight, 50 pounds, they told us to increase his protein, of course, and give him good nutrition to recover. And the first thing he wanted was a peanut butter toast. And that morning, I was calling 911 to our house because he almost could not breathe after having the peanut butter toast within an hour.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was quite an experience, and is we go through it in the book. But luckily, he's made it through okay, and that peanut allergy is still with him. So we do have to be careful about that. But the book itself is helpful for people who are caregivers to tell them to remind themselves to stop and take a deep breath and take care of themselves also, so that they can take care of their loved one who's going through, you know, medical things, and good nutrition for themselves also is very important.
Yeah.
And it's so many things that I learned in the process of writing the book, including the fact that there are 120,000 people on organ donor waiting lists in the United States as we speak, and that 20 people a day on average die because mostly there are not enough donors out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the things to jump right into the controversial side of it is, you know, you hear the rumors of, oh, if I put that on my driver's license, you know, you hear the worst case scenario type rumors.
Yes. So, and I definitely even address that in the book to say that people think that for some reason, if they put it on their license, it's going to change what happens to them. And I assure them that there is no way that anyone when you're there in the process of saving your life at the hospital has any idea whether or not you are an organ donor. That is not even available to the medical personnel. So they are doing everything in their power to save your life and not even considering the word donor until there is no other option.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting to know. Yeah. And an interesting point as well, when I was kind of reading the show notes for this show, is we've had all the local mayors have been on our show. Mayor Bob Buckhorn, Mayor Christman of St. Petersburg. But one of my favorites also is Mayor George Credicus of Clearwater. And he's actually in conversations with him and finding out more about him on a personal level, is he's actually trusted to be a transporter of the organs. So he's just a great guy, great mayor. And a longtime friend of the program here as well. But, yeah, that's a special person that's taken that trust to, you know, be able to deliver that much-needed organ in a timely fashion.
It's just unbelievable the system that's out there and what actually is happening in the hospital. Tampa General Hospital is amazing, you know, top five in organ donation and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, very cool. Thanks. Yeah, so we're talking with Dr. Karen Kelly, Myrtle Avenue Pediatrics, and a local pediatrician here, also an author as well, and award-winning author at that. So, it was awesome, working with Tara Richter, getting that book out, you know, increasing your celebrity in the marketplace, or just doing it for a cause, you know, getting behind a cause, creating some rally behind that. So let's go ahead and bring Betsy Edwards, LifeLink Florida, into the conversation. LifeLink Foundation, a nonprofit organ donation foundation here in Tampa Bay. Welcome in.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you today. And yes, I'm with LifeLink Foundation, and we're actually the local nonprofit organ recovery agency that's federally designated to both educate the public here in the Tampa Bay community and also to handle the organ donation process. We're actually not employed by the hospitals. Going back to Dr. Kelly and you both addressing one of the biggest myths about organ donation, that organ donor on your driver license. Mm-hmm. Well, you are correct. It definitely is not the case. An individual, all medical life-saving efforts are made on behalf of that patient to save their life. In the event that they pass away, though, an organ donation is an option. If they had registered as a donor while still alive, all hospitals are required to contact their local organ recovery agency. We then would come on and visit the assess the situation and see if donation can take place in hopes that even though tragically a life has been lost, we can help save lives through the gift of organ donation afterwards and have more success stories just like Dr. Kelly's husband.
Yeah, that's, you know, what an interesting process and what an amazing world we live in where we have, you know, human beings that are skilled enough to remove and replace the organs. We have, you know, all the systems in place to be able to transport them to where they need to be. You know, it's amazing. You know, you think about all the things that have to line up in order for that to happen. So what can our listeners do? You know, how can we be a force for good? A lot of our listeners are just awesome people out there, and they want to do the right thing. They want to help out. What can our listeners do to help others live a better life in this area?
Well, everybody can help be a force for the greater good by registering as an organ and tissue donor. And here in the state of Florida, that would be by going online to donatelifeflorida.org, or while getting your driver license, you can choose to have that indication organ donor added to it as well. And then really just to help continue dispelling those myths, such as the ones you guys were talking about earlier, all major religions support organ donation. There's no cost whatsoever associated with becoming an organ or tissue donor. You can still have a full open casket funeral and be able to still save lives as an organ and tissue donor. And you were talking earlier about the whole process being amazing, which yeah. It definitely is. It's quite a work in and of itself. But what is also amazing is that through one individual, more than 8 lives can be saved through organ donation. And when you take into account the gifts of tissue donation, which would include things like corneas to restore sight, skin for burn victims, bones and tendons and ligaments for reconstructive surgery, more than 60 people can benefit from that one gift of donation.
That's huge.
That's about as amazing as it can get.
Yeah, it really is. That's amazing.
How about age?
Like if there's no age limit whatsoever on organ donation. In fact, as of late, the latest organ donor on record was more than 98 years old. And it actually was the gift of a liver transplant, and it allowed somebody else to continue on living.
Yeah, 120,000 people in the United States are on the waiting list for an organ transplant. And 20 of those people will die every day on the waiting list. So yeah, definitely, you know, if you want to, you know, something simple is just change the way that you have your license registered, your identification if you're not a driver. And then what's that website again to register at?
DonateLifeFlorida.org.
DonateLifeFlorida.org.
Have you always wanted to write a book? Do you have a manuscript that's been rejected time and time again by a traditional publishing house? Then you're in luck. Richter Publishing will make your dreams of becoming a published author a reality. Contact us today for your free 30-minute phone consultation. Go to www.richterpublishing.com. That's R-I-C-H-T-E-R publishing.com. And click on the Contact Us tab to schedule your session.
And we're talking currently with Betsy Edwards LifeLink Foundation, and so a nonprofit organization that helps with organ donation. So what else are you seeing out there, Betsy? What are other key things to consider?
Really, the biggest thing to consider is just being able to leave that one legacy behind. All of us are going to die at some point in time. It's one of those brutal facts we can't avoid. Yep. But what better than to know that the last thing you did while here on earth was to help give the gift of life to another individual, just like Dr. Kelly talking earlier about her husband having received a life-saving lung transplant.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so much of what we do, I think, you know, we really are spiritual beings having a human experience, as I think Dr. Wayne Dyer, one of my favorites, talked about is, you know, we're here for a temporary time. You know, there's a much bigger purpose. There's much bigger meaning behind what we're doing here. So, yeah, it's a great point. That's a great point you make there, Betsy. Yeah. So let's go ahead. Let's go around the horn now. Let's go ahead into our lightning round. All right. So we're going to go around the horn here multiple times. We're going to go top tips, things to do, things to avoid, and ways to leave a better life or leave a better legacy. Sarah Bingham.
Okay, start now. It's almost Thanksgiving, and then we got Christmas. So start now weeding your house out of sugar and white flour, especially the sugar. Start reading the labels. If there's sugar in it, just leave it on the supermarket shelf the next time and bring in raw honey. Yep. Now, people will say, oh, yeah, chemically they're the same. And I say, yeah, no. Having been a sugarholic myself, I can tell you it's much harder to OD on raw honey than it is on sugar. You just can't. You know, honey is just too sweet. And honey is what nature gave us. And all I can tell you is it just works. So start moving it out and use January 1st as your first day where your house has no sugar in it. Yeehaw. You will see, I'm telling you, it's going to be a happier life. Your husband, your wife, your kids, they're going to be happier, I promise. And dessert can be as simple as a piece of toast with raw honey on it. I mean, and some cinnamon. It can be as simple as that.
That's right.
So start now.
Happy life, happy wife. I think I've heard
that. Yeah, happy life, happy wife. Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
All right. So, Dr. Karen Kelly.
Hey there. Well, I would say if you didn't know this, November is National Family Caregiver Month. And to turn around and say thank you to caregivers everywhere, because there are hundreds of thousands of caregivers out there taking care of their family and sometimes sacrificing themselves in many ways for it. So my quick advice to you would be to stop and to take care of yourself, basic needs, and take a couple of deep breaths. I myself really helped, was able to get through my husband's ordeal by just meditating or taking a couple of deep breaths before I would walk in the room to visit and to be able to be centered and be there for him.
That's right. Develop an attitude of gratitude. I like
Absolutely.
That one. That was good. All right, Betsy Edwards.
I'm going to actually piggyback off what Sarah was saying and just reiterate that the time is now. Individuals can help save a life by registering as an organ donor, either while getting your driver license or going online to donatelifeflorida.org. It's short, it's sweet, and it's simple.
Donatelifeflorida.org?
Yes.
Donatelifeflorida.org. Check it out. That'd be great. And also, consumer tip for me, it's I want to talk to you about Someday, Iowa. It's not a vacation destination. It's a place where a lot of people live. You know, when we're talking about nutrition, we're talking about, could be talking about getting your finances straight, could be talking about goal setting. We're coming into that year where you're going to see all the posts on Facebook about goal setting. But so many people are living on Someday, Iowa. You know, someday I'll start that. Someday I'll remove the sugar and the evil baddies from my home. Someday I will take that step. So they're living on Someday Isle. And what happens is in our mind, we say, okay, I wish or I hope I could or I hope I will do that or I hope that will happen. And what happens subconsciously after that thought is I bet I can't and I bet I won't. That's what's going to follow immediately after that. And it all boils down to habits. You know, habits are thousands times more powerful than other areas that we're looking at. You know, the habits are going to develop, and that's why it's so hard to break those bad habits. And it's, you know, sometimes in some people's mind it's more difficult to develop good ones, but it's really not, really simple to do that. So take that off, you know, that and get off that Someday aisle, right? So let's go around the horn again. Sarah Bingham.
Good habits, exactly. Yeah. So if you're painting the picture for the kids that inside a home sugar doesn't reside, that creates a habit of an assumption of what foods are available. So a big bowl of fruit that's around for snacks, using honey to make goodies. I have what I call my Reese's Pieces, and it's just raw honey, raw cocoa, and good natural peanut butter, and you just roll those into balls. That is so good. So go through the holidays and learn how to make different sweets that don't have sugar in them, that are made with honey, and create the habit of not having tons of sweets around to begin with, that fruit is sort of your main go-to, and begin to move away from the habit of lots of sweets all around all the time in every cupboard.
Yeah.
Leave them on the shelf.
Good point. Great point. Dr. Karen Kelly.
Yes. Well, I had a thought that, yes, being very positive in anything that you do, and that, yes, you too, if you have a true story that you want to get out, can write a book, no ifs, ands, or buts. And the words I like to say is create in chaos, because life itself is always going to be chaotic. That's what we set up for ourselves, and that you can be positive and be in the moment and do a little bit every day, and you too can create whatever you might want to create, whether it's a book, whether it's helping yourself to eat healthy, whether it's helping yourself to exercise or do yoga or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times it starts with taking that time early in the morning, early in the morning before all the bells and whistles start. Take that time to yourself and get quiet, get alone, turn off the electronics and get out a journal. You know, write in the journal or write down your goals. Daily goal setting, according to Brian Tracy, is the number one feedback that people come up to him and say that really changed their life when it comes to, hitting any type of a goal. It could be nutrition related, like we're talking about on the show today. It could be income related, could be relationships. There's so many ways. But yeah, get off someday aisle, get into that lifestyle of creating in the moment. So great point there, Dr. Karen. And also, Betsy Edwards.
Yes. Well, and continuing on with the theme of taking care of yourself and taking care of others, Tampa General Hospital is actually among the top five busiest organ transplant centers in the United States. And we currently have more than 1,000 patients that are listed on the National Transplant Waiting List awaiting a life-saving organ transplant just here in the Tampa Bay area alone. So I just want to continue coming back to the theme of taking care of others and how individuals can really help make a difference for others by both joining the state's donor registry and also by just helping share that message of donation forward.
Be a hero.
That's
right. I like that. Yes, Dr. Kelly.
Be a hero. Absolutely. I like that one.
Have you always wanted to write a book? Do you have a manuscript that's been rejected time and time again by a traditional publishing house? Then you're in luck. Richter Publishing will make your dreams of becoming a published author a reality. Contact us today for your free 30-minute phone consultation. Go to www.richterpublishing.com. That's R-I-C-H-T-E-R publishing.com. And click on the Contact Us tab to schedule your session.